You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are recording at the LCMS convention in Phoenix, Arizona, and today we get to meet a missionary and a fellow podcaster. That's the same person, by the way.
It is the same person. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul at csp.edu.
Joining us today, the Reverend Sergio Maita. He's an LCMS missionary serving in Puerto Rico. He's a church planter, a theological educator, and fellow podcaster. Pastor Maita, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We are looking forward to learning about your podcast. But first,
yeah.
We're going to learn about your path to becoming a missionary and a pastor and a missionary and serving in Puerto Rico as well. Tell us your story, where you grew up, and then we'll talk a little bit about your path to becoming a pastor.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a very interesting story because one of the first Lutheran churches in Venezuela was planted next to my grandparents' house, right? So as a child, my mom used to attend like the Sunday Bible school. My grandpas, they never became Lutheran, sadly, but my mom grew up in the Lutheran church, the Lutheran faith, and she got married, and then my brother and I were born, and we were born into the Lutheran faith. So, that mission plan, small mission plan in rural, Venezuela changed the story of my family, the history of my family. Now, my brother and I, we are two missionaries doing for others what was done to us, just sharing that comfort that Lutheranism brings to us.
Mm-hmm. That is a great backstory.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us your path from being Lutheran, born Lutheran in Venezuela, to seminary. How did you end up at seminary?
Yeah, well, so I grew up in the Lutheran church, was raised there, became involved with music from very early in my life, and then became a leader of the our church there in Maturin, the east side of Venezuela,
mm-hmm.
and especially. When my grandpa died, that was a very significant moment
mm-hmm.
for me. It made me think about, eternal life and things like that, transcendental themes. And then I got invited to be part of a seminary in residential program that we were starting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I would like to know more about, Jesus and the Bible and the Lutheran theology. So I went there. I didn't want to be a pastor at that time. That wasn't clear for me. But I wanted to have a time for learning more about, theology. But then everything changed. I fell in love with, our theology. And especially, the why do we have this treasure? It isn't just for us. It's for others. So did this, what I said about comfort. I really love Colossians when... Paul says something like, the God of comfort who comforts us so that we may comfort others with the same comfort with which we are comforted. Mm-hmm. And I think that summarizes, my intention or my goal as a missionary and as a pastor.
Tell us a little bit about where you studied in Venezuela. I know that that this institution has a remarkable history.
Yes, yes, it does. It all started in the late, 70s. A missionary called Rudy Blanc. He was like the principal, and then he said, "Oh, I think we want for our pastors in Venezuela to be formed to have a solid Lutheran theology education." And then, as I said, for this program, this special program, who was led by missionaries, Lutheran LCMS missionaries in Caracas, the capital. I got invited to go there and spend time with them, for 2 years, 3 years. And after that, I graduated. I received a call to be a pastor and a professor in the same institution. And later, I came to Fort Wayne and got my STM. So,
wow. That's... What a story. Okay, so you came... What happened then after coming to Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne? Where did you go from there?
I went to Venezuela again to serve as a pastor, stay for a year, a little over than a year, and then I received a call to be a missionary in the Dominican. Mm-hmm. I went there primarily because they were planning to have a seminary in the DR. So I wanted to be involved in theological education and then for being a missionary too. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I will say that my heart was more inclined to like pastoral formation. But then I fell in love with, you know, the mission field, especially this first love that people have when they, you know, they have this thirst for, you know, like getting to know more about our theology. That is just, you know, amazing. It's mm-hmm. something that I really love.
So you're serving now in Puerto Rico.
Yes. I spent 10 years in the DR as a missionary and theological educator. I have been involved in the we have a seminary there too.
Yeah.
Who opened in 2017. Now we are going to have our 10th anniversary. I have been working all this time with theological education, with a seminary. But last year I received a call to be a missionary in Puerto Rico. So the island next to the DR.
Yes.
Small island. Very small. Yeah.
What was that transition like going from teaching theological education, being at a seminary, to being a missionary in Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Well, I have been doing both since the very beginning. Okay. I have been doing both. I planted a church in the capital, the Dominican, in Santo Domingo. Mm-hmm. You know, like a large city, city, yes. Like 40 million people live there. And it went well. It's still going. And then I was a professor at the same time. So I'm doing pretty much the same. But now in Puerto Rico, just trying to cope with teaching online maybe more than in Santo Domingo. But I still... Mm-hmm. Teaching and being a missionary church planter.
Got it. Yeah. Well, tell us about where you get to live and serve now in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I live in Carolina, so we'll call it the metro area, San Juan, and then all the pueblos, how they call it, towns in near to San Juan. And I have been very involved since, you know, last year in our church in Bayamón. It is a thriving church. I mean, we are very glad what God is accomplishing there. So I work with another missionary, Pastor Lehman and Pastor James Sharp. Mm-hmm. We all work together there, and we have planned for extending that to have a mission station in Carolina, where we live, not to have another mission station in Atillo, which is, you know, the north central part of the island. Mm-hmm. We have two other more churches there too.
So you've lived in Venezuela.
Yeah.
The Dominican Republic,
yes.
Puerto Rico. What are the things that are similar, and what are the some of the maybe the differences across the cultures?
Mm. Oh yeah, that's a good question. I think we as part of the Caribbean, we share similarities. Mm-hmm. I think that people are very open, you know, and they are very welcoming. Mm-hmm. The food can be a little different, but it's, you know, similar in many ways. I would say that the most different thing in Puerto Rico will be like the influence of North American culture because of being a territory of the states. Mm. So they have a very interesting mix between North American culture and Latin America. Yeah. Mm. Even, I mean, the way they speak, they speak both languages. Yeah.
Tell us about the ways that you've been able to connect with the community that you serve, and how are you able to connect them to Word and Sacrament?
Yeah, well, we are a very active congregation in our community. We love to offer things that the community needs, like, you know, like workshops. Mm-hmm. Like we did a workshop or an event for Mother's Day. And then something that you will find in Puerto Rico is like people feel lonely. Mm-hmm. Because of the immigration. Mm-hmm. So you see like the United States has now more Puerto Ricans than the island. Isn't that unbelievable?
Huh.
But you see like there are families leaving the country. Oh, they were. Now they are coming back after Hurricane Maria, especially. Most of them, they left. But they were people who remain. And, you know, you have mothers, right, who their children are living far away. So people feel lonely. So as a church, we want to embrace them, to get them know that we are a family for them. You know, that is one way. And the other thing is like we do a lot of thing in the internet, as you were saying, the podcast, for instance, our webpage. Yeah.
You mentioned Hurricane Maria. What are some of the other challenges that the people of Puerto Rico face?
Oh, well, I mean, we are still struggling for Hurricane Maria.
Yeah.
Just think about it. Like, I spent like a month in June in the States, and I went back to Puerto Rico. So that first weekend, we got no water running. Because a pipe broke, something like that.
Yeah.
And then for the weekend, we didn't have water. Things like that. Or sometimes the power, electricity, mm-hmm. you know, because of the system. Mm-hmm. So, like, not having electricity. So, mm-hmm. I mean, but I will say that most of all is loneliness. Like, mm-hmm. people not having the whole family, because that's something that we share. Like, Venezuela, the Dominican, Puerto Rico, we are a family culture. Mm-hmm. We like to be together. And I mean family, the large family. Mm-hmm. Like cousins and aunts and uncles, like everyone.
Yeah.
We're talking with the Reverend Sergio Maita. He's an LCMS missionary serving in Puerto Rico. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment. We get to learn about his podcast as well right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are at the LCMS convention in Phoenix, Arizona, and we are recording today to share this story with you in the near future. The Reverend Sergio Maita is our guest. He's an LCMS missionary serving in Puerto Rico. He's a church planter, theological educator, and podcaster. Yeah. And you just launched into this world of podcasting well. And I mean, we get to do podcasts all the time. We broadcast on radio, but you know, all of our talk programs that we produce are also podcasts as well. And we have fun doing it, but we've learned a lot. It's been challenging to learn as the technology continues to change. You decided to jump into this, or maybe you were told you needed to jump into this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that worked out.
Yeah, more later.
So Pastor Sergio, tell us about your podcast, how it began, and what you talk about on your podcast.
I mean, this is something new for me, as you were saying. It's a new environment, getting used to the cameras and all that. So I appreciate more your work now, right? But as a missionary, you do what is required. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think there is a great opportunity for sharing the gospel in the internet, and I think that that is a place in which the church need to have a voice, a clear voice. And like today, people will know about your church, and they will have a, you know, like profile of your church for the internet, mm-hmm. before going to your church. Mm-hmm. And so to have a presence there is necessary, right? So Pastor James Neuendorf, he was doing recording videos, and he had this the channel on YouTube. And then when he knew that I was moving to Puerto Rico, he said, "Oh, we should invest more time in the podcast." And it has been going great. I mean, we have been doing this for 8 months or so, maybe a little more. And we hit our goal of 500 subscribers.
Wow.
Like a month ago.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's wild. The internet is wild. It really is.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah. Like we have more listeners in Mexico than we have in Puerto Rico. Can you imagine that?
That's so interesting.
We weren't thinking about like the mission in Puerto Rico, in Mexico, when we, you know, started this. But, you know, it's like God is driving us wherever mm-hmm. he wants us. Mm-hmm. And so we have been seeing fruits of this, like 20 or even more contacts that we have given to the Mexican church.
Wow.
People interested in theology. Especially young men.
Yeah. That's this awesome.
Oh, yeah. It is. It really is. And it's going great. And we want to expand that. The difficulty is, you know, like, we need to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, producing podcasts, especially video, as you guys are doing, there's a lot behind the scenes that we have set up here as well at the convention. If you guys could see the set that we have going on here to make all of this possible, and that's what you guys are figuring out too for your own podcast. Tell us, what kind of topics do you guys talk about? Theology, I'm assuming, but what are people interested in hearing about? What kinds of topics do you find most interesting for people?
Yeah, our goal is just to get the word out, and then that people will realize that we, the Lutheran Church, are in Puerto Rico, so they are aware of our presence, mm-hmm. primarily. And then besides that, that we are interested in receiving them, mm-hmm. that they could come, you know, to our church without any difficulty. We are a welcoming church, mm-hmm. right? And then they like, you know, the things who are very particular to Lutheranism. Mm-hmm. So they don't look for a generic Christianity, but things like law and gospel, you know, the Augsburg Confession, all that. People love that. And besides that, I will say that stories are the most significant of impacting for the community. When we invite the members of our churches to tell us, why do you become a Lutheran? Mm. Right? But do you become a Lutheran? Yes. And then just hearing that, listening to that, make people to see themselves. Maybe they are struggling with the same things. So it's good. And it's even good for us as missionaries. But you get have the chance to hear, to listen from them the gospel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What have you learned in the process of producing your podcast? And we haven't mentioned the name of your podcast yet. What's the name of your podcast?
Cristo en el Centro. So Christ in the Center, mm-hmm. in Spanish. And well, that tells you something, right?
Yeah.
So we want to talk about Jesus, mm-hmm. just about Jesus. Even when people are talking about their stories, I mean, they're not just talking about themselves. It's about the comfort and the gospel, especially Jesus, right? His death and resurrection for our sins mm-hmm. Brings to them. To their lives.
Mm-hmm. What have you been learning in the process of producing a podcast now, a regular podcast for 6 to 8 months now? Yeah. What have you been learning about this whole process, whether it's the technical process or the people that you're serving through the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good opportunity when we see the figures who are listening to us, and then which topics, you know, people are interested. It gave us the opportunity to know more about, you know, our community in the internet. And besides that, this is a job. I mean, it can be just, you know, it requires a lot from you, like preparation and all that. It's a full job. Mm-hmm. We would like to do more in that respect. But let's see.
Always more.
It's a common theme around here.
All of us are chuckling because we know.
Yeah. Well, we're struggling to have one episode every week. Mm. One mm-hmm. every week. And it requires a lot just to have the discipline. And then our schedule is competing with other things. It's mm-hmm. like recording every time we have a chance. It's just, yeah.
You need a good producer, but you can't have any of ours.
Heard here, here. Heard it first here, folks.
Can't steal any of ours. They're great.
How do you see the internet podcasting? How do you see that being a really important tool for you on the mission field, working in Puerto Rico and reaching people around the region where you are?
Yeah, I think that more than ever, now you have the chance to get the word outside. So people will come to our church, you know, for the divine service and mm-hmm. the Bible study. We have a midweek Bible study, which is, people love theology and to learn about the Bible. But they will listen to that too. If we have nothing in the internet, mm-hmm. they will listen to others. So we want to be there for them. And then another thing is like, is this a really good evangelistic tool? Because now if they have a friend, right, they can say, do you want to know more about my church? Here is the video. Watch mm-hmm. it. You know, and it's fantastic. They don't like the members of our church don't feel the pressure to summarize the Lutheran faith to other. And then they can share something. Mm-hmm. And it's have been good.
Tell us about your audience. I know you mentioned that you have many viewers and listeners in Mexico, but who? What's the age demographic? Who are you reaching? Do you know anything about the demographics that you're reaching with your podcast, Central?
I will say, like, most of the people who listen to us, they are young adult men, which for us was like, wow, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. So not many women, but men, young men who are interested in solid theology. Those are the ones who are listening to us. So we have been receiving a lot of interest from those who are studying in the universities, and they want to know more about, you know, a historical, solid Christianity. So Lutheranism is right in the middle, too, because you have a traditional Roman Catholic culture, but then a lot of influence of evangelicalism. So it's good to be there so they can find a more biblical, maybe, and a solid confession, especially because of the means of grace. Mm-hmm. That's something that is lacking in evangelicalism, right? So, yeah.
How does your work on the internet, with the podcasting and all of that, how does that support the work that you're doing on the ground in Puerto Rico, working face-to-face with people as a missionary?
Well, as I said, like, when people come to our churches in Puerto Rico, they have already heard about us, right? They have, like, just to share something with you, like, one of our goals, it was Pastor Nuendo's goal, was to be, like, the first, you know, the first link in the Google, in Google.
Yeah.
And we reach it. Now, when you look for Lutheran Church, LCMS, Puerto Rico, we are the first in line.
Nice.
Isn't that awesome?
That's great.
Outstanding.
I mean, we are not the Lutheran Church with more congregations, but in the internet, we are the first. So when they want to know more about Lutheranism, they will click to the first, right? And then we'll, see our webpage. So they will know more about Lutheranism from, you know, us than maybe the Elka Church or the others who are there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can we expect to hear on your podcast, Cristo en el Centro, in the future? What are some of the topics you're looking to cover, or some of the guests you're looking to have?
Yeah, well, we have professors from the seminary who comes. We have members of the church who share their story. And something that we would like to do more. Oh, now and recently, now we have hymns.
Yes.
So all
we do like hymns.
Yeah, like we made a video with a Pastor Weber, who wrote a lot of hymns for our new hymnal in Spanish. And we were just sharing, you know, the theology and the hymns. That was one of our, you know, best episodes with more, you know, listeners. So that's something that we do too, so people can listen to good hymnody, Lutheran hymnody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you looking forward to? What are you excited about with the podcast, with the work you're doing in Puerto Rico, the people you get to meet, your work with Pastor Neuendorf? What's exciting for the future for you?
Yeah, it's exciting, all the opportunities that we have. It's exciting to see that young adult men are interested in theology. They are the present, the future of the church. It's exciting to see, you know, how God is growing. And, you know, like, we can already see the fruits of our work. Mm-hmm. And as I say, we could start something in Hatillo and then in Carolina, two new places, mission stations. They are there. It's ready to do that. But we need more. In order to accomplish all that, we need more, right?
Understood.
To do the podcast, we need more. To plant two other churches, we need more people, more resources. So,
yeah.
How can we find your podcast, Cristo en el Centro?
Well, just go to Google, to YouTube, and then type Cristo en el Centro. And maybe we can share a link in the video too. And besides that, we are on all the podcasts, you know, the in What are the names of those? Like
platforms, Spotify,
yeah.
Apple.
Yeah, all that. We are in all of them. Yes.
Very good. Cristo en el Centro, a podcast from our missionaries in Puerto Rico. Our guest today, the Reverend Sergio Maita, LCMS missionary serving in Puerto Rico, is a church planter, theological educator, and fellow podcaster. Thank you, Pastor Maita, for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Oh, thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour is a production of KFUO. This program and our station are dependent on listeners just like you. To support KFUO Radio, our podcast, and all the other programming, please make your gift or pledge today at kfuo.org/give and help us continue sharing the good news of Christ for you anytime, anywhere. kfuo.org/give.